You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got the best part. No, actually, each segment's the best part of our show in order. And right now, we've got the best first segment of the day. High five, Frank.
Hey, high
five.
We got
Frank Mello Rodriguez. He's the marketing director for the CCIM National Association. And we've got Dr. Bill Harden, who's got lots of academic credentials. But he's the guy that leads the charge in South Florida at the Tibor and Sheila Hollow Center for Real Estate Studies. What do you call it down here?
Hollow School of Real Estate.
That's fair enough. Hollow School of Real Estate. You getting this stuff, AC? All right. Now, Frank, it's yours. Take it away.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. We're very honored here to have Dr. Harding. He represents the FIU, the director of MSRE. And we have a university alliance. And as part of our alliance, we have him today for our CCIM voice. And we want to discuss how that relationship is working out for you guys and what value it's bringing for the students. And that's why I have you here, Dr. Harding. I'm so glad.
Well, it's a great opportunity here because I think you know, Frank, since you're participating both as a CCIM and as a student in the master's program, and that kind of gives us an idea of how things work, which is we have people who are professionals, who have experience, who want to learn more. Then we have some other students who are younger and may not have the experience, so you put them all together. You take the CCIM designation and all the opportunities that CCIM provides every month where students can go and talk to real professionals about what's really going on, and it's very successful. The way our program works is we're a university partner. You come to FIU, you get our degree, and that allows you to basically complete 75% of your educational requirement for the CCIM. So as long as you're out there doing deals and making things happen, you'll have the credentials so you can sit for that exam and get the designation, which we all know has a lot of value in the real estate community.
You know, that's one of the things that Dr. Harden and I were talking about earlier, Frank, is how the future of real estate is kind of going in a couple different directions. And one of the main forces in the employment field for real estate is going to be working with firms that need a branding and marketing assist that may have a good local presence but need a national affiliation. And I think that ties right in with what you're doing together with the CCIMs, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, I think if – the beauty of the CCIM network is that there's a certain level of skill and ability that everyone with the designation has. And so it's a built-in ethical quality global network. Okay, so that's important in real estate because in order to be successful, you have to say, hey, I have a client who's doing something in Tampa. Who do I know? And everybody has their network, but there's also the built-in network of the CCIM because that means you have quality. That means you have an ethical background. And as I tell students, it means that you've been vetted. One of the things that the students don't understand is that you can have all the credentials and you can have all the things you need to become a CCIM, but you have to have a recommendation. And CCIMs don't give recommendations simply because someone calls them on the phone. They have to personally know that individual. They spend time knowing that individual to say, hey, this guy's a good guy or a female.
You know, the other thing is that I've always said in my experience has been is that the real estate business is a mentorship business. And with the CCIMs, you find out who might be a good mentor. And I guess with the relationship the university has with the local chapters, it actually gives everybody a test drive.
No, and absolutely. You know, thank you, Dr. Harding, for your kind words. As from a non-designee, he definitely has it down, and that shows FIU's commitments to its students because we've spoken nationally to other universities, and you know they're only getting their feet wet as to the value of the alliance. And FIU has recognized that their students get the fast track, and the fast track is building these connections and these connections and relationships. And with FIU, they've been so gracious. They allow us to use their facilities for educational purposes, and then we share that back. Like on May 13th, we have our event, and students are being invited so that they can come and meet other CCIMs and take on that benefit. So really, It's fabulous to hear you share it in such a strong way, Dr. Harding.
Yeah, we had talked about that event is going to help pair people up and have a mentorship relationship, and I think that may be one of the real values that's coming into the FIU students. Dr. Harden, what are some of the other things and values that the FIU students get because of your relationship with CCIM?
Well, I think it's imperative for people to understand how you become successful, what you need to do especially in commercial real estate. Commercial real estate is a networking. It's a people business. It's a business where, in order to be successful, you have to have a track record. And so I think what CCIM and the CCIMs do is let people understand that you're not just doing one deal, you're doing a career's worth of deals.
And I think that's what it is. A lot of people may get involved with real estate and may not realize that it's actually a career path. And it's an opportunity that I believe is really terrific because it's one of the few sales and marketing positions or careers where you can actually change your demographic cohort. And so that, to me, is very important. Frank, what are some of the initiatives going forward that the marketing national marketing team has for the alliance relationship like you have here with FIU?
So with the mentorship specifically, besides taking it from the connection and the alliance verbally, the university alliance at the institute level, they're creating a website whereby the university students are going to be able to log on and select mentors and then have a track record with that mentor and how that alliance is going and that mentorship. So they're rolling that out in the next coming months, and that's coming right down from national as to taking it on the virtual aspect, which FIU is very good at also. I mean, you in the program, you can take it completely online. They're virtual. So we are recognizing that students enjoy that value. Of course, we insist on the physical, but in this busy world of time and age, having both is not a
right
bad thing.
And the beauty on that is we had class last night. As many of you know, in Miami, there was a major rainstorm that came through town. I believe half Miami was underwater. And our students can basically watch our program video stream live on a phone, on an iPad. It's digitized. You know, you don't have to do anything too exciting except show up and participate. But the beauty back to the CCIM alliance is that if you look at what's happening in the market today, you have a lot of boutique firms. You have people who are going smaller, and there's a lot of transition in the brokerage business. Some of the big shops are looking at how they compensate people and how they actually generate business. So the question is, do you get the business because you're with a big shop or because you bring it in-house? And I think what the CCIM group does is allow for the boutique or the smaller guys to have the same set of resources that some of the bigger firms have. I know our students love Site to Do Business. If you want to see a very impressive site, go to Site to Do Business. As a student, you get access to that. I think it's only $50 as a student to be a CCIM member. That's a staggering tool. It's available to everybody.
What I'd like to do, Frank, we only have a minute left. I'd like Dr. Harden to give a little info about how people can register and get more information on FIU. Then I want you to talk about how to get more info on CCIM.
Sure.
Then I'm going to kick it back to AC.
We can do that.
Sure. If you need more information on our program, you can just go to FIU's website, or you can go to business.fiu.edu and type in real estate, and you'll get tons of information then. Information, or you can send an email to msire@fiu.edu. A lot of great things going on there. Our team was just a semifinalist at the MIT Challenge.
Whoa.
Our faculty was just ranked number one in the United States for real estate research.
Awesome.
We were just honorable mention for the Argus Challenge, and
Whoa.
We've been third two out of the last 4 years.
Wow.
So, you know, good things are going on.
Frank, quick, we only got a couple seconds.
Honored to be a part of that initiative. We can be reached at miamiccim.com, and our event on May 13th is on MMJ and the effects of in industrial real estate that it's going to come. You can register, and we only have 60 slots, I think about 20 remaining. May 13th at Morton's.
I'll be there.